Welcome back, Interweb friends. Stop the movie, I want to get out. Hollywood makes bad movies. We make fun of them. I'm Alex Dunbar, joined, as always, by my co-host, Jack Estabrook.
Green Lantern's might!
Cody Wolf.
I'm here.
Big Jim, a.k.a. Andy Wolf.
Yeah.
Hello.
There we go.
He didn't harmonize at all right there.
The scariest part of this, they were practicing
Brian,
that.
Brian tried to turn that into harmony, but
yeah. And they actually practiced that before we turned on.
I was
on.
Going with the, I can't.
We're a barbershop duet.
Wow. Yeah, there was, the pressure was on. Andy almost cracked under it.
Brian, he's afraid.
Brian Mueller also here. Which,
oh, I already thought.
Yeah, I said,
know. Okay, I don't know. I don't think I got lost in the harmonizing.
Andy and I are going to harmonize everything we say today.
And this is our first podcast of the new year. You'll be hearing this later in the year, but this is our first podcast of the new year. So happy new year to everyone.
Tomorrow?
Yeah.
It's up tomorrow, yeah. That's right.
Well,
tomorrow.
we have another episode later to put tomorrow. Up. We've got one in the bank.
It won't be too much later, though.
And our movie this week is the 2011.
It doesn't look it, but it is.
No, yeah, it does not look it. Right. The 2011 Ryan Reynolds debacle, Green Lantern. This happens in so many of our movies, it sounds from the pregame that at least two people in the room are going to be defending this movie.
Never said I would be defending. I said it might have been the best movie we've seen of the movies we've seen.
Like he said, I didn't say I liked it.
But by best, does that not mean that you're going to defend it?
You did say you were going to
defend it. I didn't say.
I'll probably be defending a little bit, yeah.
Okay.
It's like, I don't particularly like fast food, but there is the best of fast food. Like, if I have to go somewhere, I'm going to go to McDonald's.
I'm amazed. I thought, okay, well,
we'll get... McDonald's a sponsor
now? So you're basically saying this is the least smelly turd in a pile of turds?
I don't. Okay. Well, this is going to be a hard one to work through because I don't know if we have done any movie. There's an epic number of characters, and like trying to explain some of the plot threads in this movie is going to take forever. So we should probably jump right into it. Because none of the plot makes any sense. Like, everyone's plot is like separate from everyone else's plot, which sort of comes together.
I only found one of them kind of useless.
Well, let's just say that one of the plots involves absolutely no actors whatsoever. And like the first 10 minutes of the movie is just all CGI backstory and characters that are, you know, what?
Well, yeah, we're going to have to skip around a little bit in this movie. But we'll start off with the whole opening of this movie is just a massive exposition dump. Trying to explain
dump
to
is
you
right.
Very fast. There are Green Lanterns. They are space cops. And one Green Lantern locked up... Parallax, this super bad villain.
They're former Guardian.
Yeah, they're throwing this at you like a major league baseball. I mean, just like pitches are, all this information is coming at you so fast. If you're absorbing any of it, you're doing
this
pretty
stuff
well.
It never works for me. When they just vomit this stuff out at me.
Well, let us learn it as the story goes, organically.
Grab, paper and make a chart or graph so I know who's who.
Right.
You can't just blah.
So we jump into this movie where a Green Lantern space cop named Abin Sur, who is the one who locked up Parallax, who's a super bad villain.
You know, I'm impressed you remember the names, because
Abin Sur.
All I know is Hale. That's the only name I can remember.
Yeah, I read a few Green Lantern comics when I was a kid.
Oh, so you know, okay. So there you go. I couldn't remember any of the damn names.
But, so Parallax is now chasing Abin Sur around the universe. And I'm bringing this up just because...
Wait, which one's Abin Sur? Was he even in the movie?
He's the purple guy.
He's the fish guy. He gives Hal Jordan his ring.
He's the one who crash lands.
Okay.
Abin Sur. And I'm only bringing this up because it's a great callback to another episode. Because to try and escape from Parallax, Abin Sur pulls a super duper mooper.
He does,
from Santa
actually.
Claus.
He
pulls a super duper mooper.
But it doesn't work for him, does it?
And it doesn't work.
It doesn't work for him.
Again, the super duper mooper is wildly unsafe.
Why would anybody try the super duper mooper?
It is not a good idea.
It crashes on Earth, but let's just... Maybe I'm jumping ahead a little bit, but when the spaceship crash lands in broad daylight, there's like no government people for hours.
Well, right.
Like, it's just sitting there on the beach.
Right.
Yeah, I know. That's, yeah.
Like nobody noticed this massive spaceship. Like, there's no Men in Black.
I give a lot of
video games, video game movies, and comic book movies.
Come on, it's a comic book.
He just loves.
I, I don't see. I think Andy. I mean, I don't know if you know this, but like comic books are a lot more like the storylines are a lot more real now, like adult.
Now they are right.
Right.
But this is based on
yeah, Green Lantern's maiden. Even something that's cartoonish as this.
No, this is definitely based on very modern Green Lantern stuff because this is showing the whole like.
It's a comic book movie. So.
Oh my god. Okay. Okay. So anyway, so when Ryan Reynolds' story.
If we told you Lady in the Water was based on a comic book.
Yeah, I know.
And I'd be like, oh, okay.
Yeah. Everything's okay when it's based on a comic book or a video game.
This is gonna be the new scapegoat. Why don't you take out the trash? Comic book.
Yeah. So Ryan Reynolds.
Pay the taxes, comic book.
Yeah. Ryan Reynolds is doing a test flight against these like stealth bombers.
The drones.
Drones. Because he plays Hal Jordan, a test pilot. And
not a train conductor, as in the original comic book.
Wasn't he a train conductor? Wasn't Zach Golden like Age a Green Lantern? Wasn't he like a train conductor? And he put the stone in a lantern. Somebody told me that.
I think Hal Jordan. Was a test pilot.
Before they retconned it, before we get this Green Lantern storyline, there was like an ancient, not ancient, but
well,
I mean like a 1930s, like a 1930s Green Lantern, well, and then the Green Lantern.
We're gonna really geek out here,
humans were created by the Green Lanterns.
There's different Earths in the DC universe, and your
alternate universe.
Yeah,
Green
this isn't. Okay. Yeah, that we're really geeking out now.
Okay.
It's much better to be a.
But I am not completely wrong though in that, right?
No.
Like, why would the ring choose a train? I mean, nothing against train conductors. That's a fine profession. But if you're going to choose one person in the whole world to be the protector of the galaxy, why would you? I mean, I would pick a stealth pilot, right? Fighter.
Yeah. So Hal Jordan's trained. He's doing this. I don't know. We even need to talk about the sequence. He goes up against these drones, for reasons that are never made clear in the movie. Hal Jordan crashes his plane in trying to test these drones.
Well, because
he flies too high, and he starts thinking about his dad for some reason. I think at that point you might want to start thinking about your dad's death at that.
He did put his picture in the cockpit.
Right, just in case.
As a reminder of what happened.
His father died in a terrible CGI accident.
That's right. Yeah. But as Hal Jordan's plane is coming back to Earth, it's clear he has time to do something, but Ryan Reynolds is like.
He's supposed to be choking because he's afraid.
But they don't
he has
even.
Fear.
Yeah,
and
I don't.
Thoughts
I don't
of
know.
His dad. He went through the whole memory of his father dying in that.
Yeah, that was like a particularly traumatic death. Like, the dad was fine, and he crashed into the ground.
He killed a bunch of people.
And he killed some people. Then the plane was on fire. Young Hal goes running to him. Still alive is the dad in the cockpit.
Right.
And then as he's getting out of the cockpit, the plane explodes.
Which
it doesn't get more traumatic than that.
That's the most dramatic this movie gets, I think. Though.
Yeah. So right after Hal Jordan crashes, I'm assuming a multi-million-dollar plane, he's driving like a bat out of hell on the highway to go to a kid's birthday party, wrapping a present.
Fired. No, that was before.
He wrapped the present on the way.
He's driving. Saying,
he woke up with a woman in his bed at the beginning of the day.
There's water in the tap. Make yourself comfortable.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Then he tried to wrap a present in a newspaper while driving
while driving.
And not explained yet.
Why was he in such a rush to wrap the present? It wasn't like the present was going with him in the plane.
Right. I thought it was ready.
Then he shows up and he doesn't give the present to anybody. Instead, he gets in a plane and he flies.
Yeah, was he planning on throwing the wrapped present out of the cockpit?
Yeah, that too.
Well, he knew there was going to be like an inquiry and a hearing after the flight. So
he had to get the wrap.
I'm not going to have time to wrap my nephew's present in newspaper after I get fired because I'm about to crash a $1 million plane. So he goes to the party right after the he crashes his plane, gets fired.
It's on the news.
Blake Lively's really upset.
Yep.
Yeah, we not mentioned Blake Lively yet.
Just before the party, right? Yeah.
Blake Lively looking nice.
Yeah.
Gorgeous.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
She looks great.
She looks better in the town. She
used to be a pretty damn
then.
Good fighter pilot from what I hear.
Well, she was flying.
That's
that
only
day.
What we hear
yeah,
that. We
never,
yeah,
sure.
yeah, they don't see
okay,
it.
Okay,
no, what we do see is, the, what we do see is the big Defender screen that they have in the war room. It looks like the Atari game Defender.
Yeah.
I don't know if anybody else noticed that. Like they're tracking the planes and
So he goes to his birthday party. I mean, like, so they've already set up, like, oh, this birthday party's going to be important. They have this whole sequence of him wrapping the present. He comes into this birthday party. Oh, this kid
gets into a little argument with his brother, like, yeah, way to go. What are you going to get
good
yourself
job
killed up there?
Dying.
Yeah, get yourself killed up there, just like dad. And he's like, you know, they get into this little argument.
Yeah, and
then, you never see this character again.
Well, the nephew. So we get this scene with the nephew. So the nephew's like so devastated. Oh, I thought you were dead. Oh, and yeah, I was like, no, I'm okay. And I brought you this gift, and it's, you know, this really touching scene. You would, because we're going to see the kid again in the movie, right?
Right.
Of course. Never seen again.
Wait, what? What? Yeah. No.
Never seen.
How did this kid know? Anyways, like that he watching the news or?
Oh, this.
Or did the parents say, "Hey, by the way, your uncle almost died today"?
Why wasn't he at the flight, the test flight?
Why is this scene even in the movie?
Well, right.
I would say, why is this scene?
I guess they're just trying to establish that.
Because immediately after he leaves the house. He says, okay, I'll see you guys later. He goes to leave, and all of a sudden, he's surrounded by a big green orb of energy, and he's dragged across the freaking country.
I actually have it in my...
That's the end of that part of the movie.
Well, I have it in my notes that a big jello mold steals him and basically
literally,
takes
and it's
him
that
away.
Quick. He's like, okay, see you later. Happy birthday.
Yeah, I don't think
whoa,
I've ever
whoa,
seen something
whoa.
Develop so quickly.
Away.
Yeah, I know, it was a quick birthday party, too, wasn't it? Yeah. He said,
there was a point...
Well, if you were at a party and everyone was like, Wyatt, don't get yourself killed.
True. Right, right.
You want to be just like, Dad? Well, here's your present. I'm out of here.
I mean, we're skipping ahead, but there was a point towards the end of the movie where I was like, what does this nephew think now? This nephew hasn't seen, apparently, Hal Jordan in weeks. You know,
if gives him a kid, present.
Thanks for the model plane, Uncle Hal. See you next year.
Great to see you never. Yeah. So now we get into, okay, so Hal Jordan gets sucked away by a green jello mold to where Abin Sur crashed his spaceship.
And again, hours before, the ship is still undetected, just lying on the beach. Yeah. Massive hunk of alien technology in a populated area.
Comic book movie. It happens.
That's, oh my God. You should read a comic book and see the storyline.
So this purple-skinned guy, Hal Jordan, pulls him out, just starts talking to the guy. Hey, come on.
He's not freaked out at all, by the way.
He's complaining. Oh, yeah. He's ready to do CPR on this guy. He's not like, whoa, alien spaceship. Whoa, you're an alien. He's like, come on, buddy. You can pull through. Come on, man. Stay alive.
He's cracking jokes. He is not freaked out. He makes a joke like, oh, gotta get you to a hospital with purple blood.
I'm like, what? What is going on? Because he has purple skin, he has to have purple blood. I mean, his blood could be yellow, you don't know.
It's terrible. So, I don't know, a bunch of other stuff happens. And then it just becomes night.
Yes, it's nighttime.
It just becomes night.
And he gives him this ring, and he says, here, take the ring.
And Hal Jordan's friend, who we got to talk about this character. Because this guy has...
I forgot about him. He was so
He has possibly the worst part I've seen in any modern movie. Of this guy is just a convenient plot device.
That's not right.
That they
He's
bring
just like
him.
A body there.
Yeah, it's just like
we
sitting
need to explain
in a room.
Some things.
He like calls his buddy in.
He calls his buddy. And Hal Jordan's kind of a jerk. His buddy who works in aerospace, he won't even let his buddy look at the spaceship. You know, like, hey, this spaceship just landed. Sorry, you can't look at it. Gotta go. All right.
Based on recent events, it's probably going to be here in the morning.
Yeah, I know.
No one's going to touch it. It's just going to sit
this
there.
This dead alien will be here tomorrow.
No one's going to loot it. No government agents are going to come see it.
But then the government does come in, right?
The government.
I think they do like last
12 hours later.
All of a sudden they're coming in, right?
Very conveniently.
Oh, what's that? An alien spaceship has landed on a dock? Guess we better go check that out.
It's the same cops from Black Christmas. They now have time to investigate. These things.
All right, we'll be right over.
Yeah, we'll be there in a few hours. Not a
well,
priority.
So this alien tells Hal Jordan that he's chosen him because he's brave, I guess. I don't know, but I guess it's based on this flight that he just...
Well, the ring is supposed to sense your heart or whatever.
At this point, I was wondering, so there has never been a Green Lantern protecting Earth?
Apparently not.
So they got Green Lanterns all through the galaxy, 3,000 of them, but they just said, F you, Earth?
Apparently,
The aliens don't like Earth. They keep because Hal has to convince them that Earth is worth saving.
Well, we're flawed and all that, but so they just decide to.
Wouldn't that mean we need more protection? Because we don't possess yet the knowledge, the technology to defend ourselves.
Maybe we like outsourced our Green Lantern protection
that is
to like
never,
another
yeah,
person.
I that, right. Yeah,
right.
Just on the cheap.
It's all about consolidation these days.
Over.
Earth used to have a Green Lantern, then finances became kind of tied.
Like
they're
seven
like,
galaxies,
all right, maybe Abin Sur can do some part-time work on Earth, right. And then he died, and I'm like, well.
And then this is an ongoing theme in this movie is. No one is freaked out by anything.
No, right.
Now Hal Jordan has a ring that he holds next to a big old-timey lantern.
And how the hell does he know how to do this? Why does he know that he has to do this?
And he doesn't even think this is weird. Like, no. This seems like the most normal thing in the world.
It's not like it happens by accident. He's like, whoa. He literally, like, is, okay, now I have to say an oath to a lantern. Okay, and then he pushes the
lantern.
Honestly,
why do they need, what is the point of the lantern? Why can't they just have a ring?
Like, what, it's like, get out the middleman.
What purpose does the lantern serve?
It recharges the ring.
Yeah.
But why does the, I mean, it's a freaking magical ring. Why does it need to be recharged? It's not like a cell phone. Well, apparently it is like a cell phone.
Then it'd be called, yeah, the, green, then it'd be called, I think, the green ring.
Well, in the comic books, there were always like storylines of like, oh, my ring's running out of power. I gotta get.
It's
gotta
like a weakness. It's like a weakness, yeah, of the green lantern.
It's like, yeah, if Magneto,
that doesn't really happen
had,
in the
like
movie.
It's like if Magneto
really
had
like
an extension cord he had to plug into the wall.
Which is a great point.
Yeah, it never happened. Like,
well, he did recharge it, but they never do it as a storyline.
Because that is Green Lantern.
When he had to recharge it,
the energy can run out.
When he had to recharge it was so he could show his friend.
Right.
It wasn't like he's flying through space and fighting.
Yeah, how is there not that scene? A scene where like he needed juice and someone helped like throw the lantern at him.
Okay, so moving forward. All right, so the government has. Oh my god, there are so many characters in this movie.
I know.
We've introduced like one quarter of the characters in this film at this point.
What if you count every Green Lantern? Well,
because this whole time they're establishing the character.
And this is how predictable.
A lot of character development.
How predictable
this part.
And generic and bland.
A lot of character development.
This is how predictable and generic and bland this movie is. When the guy, the bald guy, balding guy,
yeah. Peter Skarsgård.
Yes.
Right. Yeah.
Pattern.
When the guys, you know, in the suits show up at his apartment, say, "Come with us." I'm like,
and make sure.
Okay,
they say
he's
name.
Going to a laboratory. He's going to get infected with something. He's going to become the bad guy. Like right then, because it's just
because he's balding.
He's got that sinister mustache.
But you just know, like, okay,
he's a bit of a shut-in. Yeah.
This guy's going to be the bad guy.
Yeah. So Peter Skarsgård just gets shown up. He gets brought to this kind of like top secret government lab to do an autopsy on Abin Sur, because they make this clear in the movie, this is the first extraterrestrial that the government has ever found. So you're going to bring just one guy in.
There's like three people there.
Come on, Angela Bassett was there.
There's like two people. This is the most casual alien autopsy. I have imagined. Their video games have alien autopsies that are more elaborate.
What's that? There's a dead alien in the harbor.
And speaking of video games, have we gone into how horribly low-res and unrendered and pathetic the CGI in this movie is?
Yeah, unrendered,
The first part of the movie, I thought I was watching like a Halo trailer or something.
Yeah. Most of this looks like pre-visualization. Like, there was not finishing done on some of these
like
effects.
The digital storyboards.
Like, the mouths don't even move on some of the aliens when they talk.
Yeah. I think for the amount of money, this was like a
$200 million
movie. Yeah. Okay, so for reasons, and I saw, Jack, you were talking about this on Twitter, reasons that I still do not understand at all. There's a scene with Hal Jordan trying to understand how his magic lantern works, which is intercut with Peter Skarsgård doing an autopsy of an alien. These are completely separate. There's no connection
between
these scenes.
Well, he's becoming the Green Lantern.
Yeah, I think they're trying to show each of them
and
were
he's
getting
becoming,
their powers at the same time.
Because he reaches in there and touches the yellow. Why would... Now,
oh,
because
you
the
don't...
the fear inside the guy? What is that?
That's Parallax's... Parallax fear? Works with fear, yeah.
No, yeah, nobody,
apparently he puts some of himself into Abin. What's his name?
Abin Sur. Yeah. Like impregnated Abin Sur.
I didn't see that scene. Was I to believe?
I know when he does that. Yeah.
Which is
scene.
Right. Because it's a key.
Let's
plot
get
point.
In behind her.
It's a key plot point. Well, when Abin Sur gets injured,
Abin Sur, I've traveled across the galaxy just to see you one last time.
Well, when Abin Sur gets injured in the spaceship, he gets wounded by Parallax, and that's when that...
I didn't catch that. Okay.
Yeah,
that's what the yellow stuff was in.
Yeah,
okay.
And it's not well handled at all.
I thought it was like inside Abin Sur, like something was
him.
He shot him
with something and then apparently stuck on him.
I didn't catch it. Okay,
I guess that's why he died.
Because also, you know, Peter Skarsgård, they're autopsying the first alien ever. You wouldn't wear, like, heavy-duty gloves.
Yeah, he's not wearing a mask.
You know, let's just get in there. Let's just get in there.
Who cares? Alien diseases.
And as we later learned, Peter Skarsgård gets that assignment because his dad is like a senator.
Right.
Like, so it's all the times for nepotism when alien in human history. There are thousands of more qualified people to do this autopsy, but let's give it to the senator.
He's like a high school biologist.
Yes, I know.
This is, I mean,
thanks, Dad.
That's who the government brings in.
What does this do? Whoops.
A high school biology teacher is doing the first ever alien autopsy in our country's history.
Can we talk about the random actors that are in this movie now? Because the senator...
I was going to say...
When I saw Angela Bassett,
Angela Angela Bassett is the scientist in the Area 54 or whatever, Area 51. It's not Area 51, but you know that kind of facility.
She's much older.
And Tim Robbins is the senator.
Oh yeah, yeah. Oscar winner Tim Robbins.
Yeah.
There's some big names too whose faces you never see because they play the voices of these aliens.
Oh yes, absolutely. We'll get to them, but yes, there are just random actors. You'll be like, who is that? That voice sounds familiar. And what?
And just so many characters. I mean, so we're probably not even going to cover all of the characters who are in this movie. There are major characters in this movie who would have no idea about other major characters who are in the movie because their storylines are so divergent.
Yeah.
Okay, so Hal Jordan
becomes Green Lantern.
He becomes Green
Lantern. He knows the oath. All of a sudden, he knows the oath.
Well, let's skip ahead a little bit to where the guy. Okay, so Hal Jordan, because he this is so complex.
He goes to a bar to meet Blake Lively to apologize for crashing her $20 million jet.
Right.
Yes.
By buying her a drink.
And then a song starts, and I literally said out loud, "They're gonna start dancing," and they start dancing.
And then he walks out of the dance because Blake Lively's like, basically, Blake Lively asked the question that I was asking earlier, like, you had plenty of time to not crash the multi-million-dollar plane. Why didn't you not crash the plane? And he's like, I'm out of here.
He got scared and ran away.
The question, clearly, he can't handle the tough questions. Like, people want accountability.
Commitment. He missed her birthday. He's fearful of commitment. They're establishing his
fear. Was her birthday supposed to be
commitment.
The same day as the nephew's? Right?
Yeah, no, I didn't think about that. There's a birthday theme in here, really.
Because it's like
I was trying to figure that out. Like, she was just pissed, like, in the past that he forgot.
Yeah, in the past.
Yeah, that
why not just have it be her birthday that he
I thought it was her birthday that day. I thought maybe
it's everybody's birthday.
I don't, it was. So he walks out of the bar, and there's a bunch of guys who are upset because they also got fired when he crashed this multi-million-dollar plane.
They're like, watch your back. Hal.
And then they beat him up.
What's his last name? Jetson.
Hal Jordan.
Jordan.
Hal Jordan, yeah. And they start beating him up.
And then he uses his ring power to
make
them up.
I mean, and this is where, this is a little bit like the comic book.
Anything,
we get the giant, fist. We get the giant fist.
I just saw him go like that and I just.
No, he made a. How did you not?
It was the first of two giant fists.
Yeah,
he made a massive boxing glove fist.
Yeah, he made a massive, like.
I just saw him do that and I just saw them fly. I don't remember seeing a fist.
Are your blinks like 10 seconds long?
It must be. I mean, was it that long?
Andy blacked out during the movie.
I don't remember that at all.
Yeah, a giant boxing glove.
Parallax stole Andy's soul while he was watching.
And a guy gets punched through a wall.
Maybe this is why you like the movie.
Talk about this. How this was the fakest effect. This breakaway wall looked like something you would see. I don't even. It's not even like
on a
sci-fi.
Saturday Night Live.
It looked like Saturday Night Live.
It was very Friday the 13th of Jason going through the door in the mental.
Oh
zone.
Yeah, it was a little
it
like
was.
That. It was a little like that. Yeah.
Oh, sorry, Michael.
Myers. Yeah, it was Halloween Resurrection. Yeah.
So and now Hal Jordan gets sucked away to the planet Oa.
All of a sudden, he's in space. He's in outer space, and he's just like, okay. He's just kind of.
Not freaked out. Flying through space. Yes.
I actually think he has
spaceship.
Like a serious face on. You
not
know?
Freaked out. Totally. He's like.
He's brave. That's why the ring shows him. He's brave.
It's
imagine
the
he
whole
sees
point
Beezy.
Of the movie.
He hasn't become brave yet. Yeah, he's scared. Like, he
sees Beezy from the Santa Claus movie floating in space.
Yeah.
Just keeps going.
He passed by the giant garbage can for the Garbage Pail Kids.
All the freaking movies there where the characters are.
Nuclear
out
Man is out there somewhere.
Yeah, Superman's flying around.
So I mean, we're probably skipping around a little bit. And by the way, we're pushing an hour into this movie. And when I say nothing has happened.
It takes a while to develop.
Nothing
But boy,
has
when
happened.
It does, wow.
Well, one thing happened. He got the ring.
Indeed.
That's it.
It took an hour to establish he got the
ring. That's it.
But isn't that kind of what you want? Some development?
But there's
not when it's crappy development.
No, how many times have you seen a movie you're like, well, it didn't develop anything?
Yes.
You know? There's explosions. Here they tried to at least develop a
but
story.
But they
didn't
develop.
There was nothing
to
develop.
I thought Ryan
Reynolds.
Well,
they
thought he was a likable character.
They spent 20 minutes on a nephew's birthday party, and then only 2 seconds on him talking to like an alien and finding out why he was chosen to do everything he does for the rest of the movie.
Ryan is right. At this point, an hour in, a nephew who we never see again has been the highlight of a movie. And they spent no time on how he got the ring, how the bad guy is being formed. Ryan Reynolds has basically mugged his way and smirked his way to this whole movie.
Let's count the scenes that were longer than the scene when he got transported to the alien and the alien said the most important lines of the movie. walking out of his apartment, telling a girl that there's water in the tap.
Yep.
Driving, trying to wrap a present newspaper.
Yeah. Yep.
Dancing talking with Blake Lively in a locker room while they're putting their jumpsuits on.
Makes a sexual innuendo. Yep. That he's
gonna
take
going
his pants
to a
off.
Bar and dancing.
Yeah.
And all that had plot development. Had no character development.
The
it.
Development is so bad they have to they make up a character of saying, a friend who isn't saying, like who just shows up at convenient
he
point.
Just calls his buddy up.
I'm convinced that that no, guy wasn't in the original cut, and they like we have to watch that. Were Ryan Reynolds and that guy ever actually in the same frame, or did they just add him?
I don't think the nephew was in.
I think they are in the one scene later on.
I think the nephew was added later on. I bet. Yeah.
But all these characters,
he wasn't.
No. All these character development scenes are the same thing, though. It's Blake Lively, or it's Ryan Reynolds saying, I'm afraid, or Blake Lively saying, you're
I'm
afraid.
I'm afraid and can't commit to things.
Yeah. I mean, here's the thing.
You shouldn't be afraid. I'm afraid.
This is yeah.
the same thing
movies.
Every scene.
Ryan Reynolds is basically in a bad romantic comedy as he smirks and makes bad jokes. And, like, I don't know what movie the other people were in, but he's just like, this is almost like
that's
Shaun
a sci-fi
of the Dead.
Original.
He's in, like, a bad romantic comedy making jokes. Well, meanwhile, like, a science fiction movie is going on around him, and he's totally unfazed by it.
Yeah.
Ryan Reynolds is stuck in, still in from the movie Just Friends.
Yep.
This is basically Just Friends with a Green Lantern.
Yeah. We're an hour in, by the way, and we don't even know if Peter Skarsgård and Ryan and Hal Jordan know
each
other.
Right.
Yes.
That was one thing.
Like, it's later established.
Yeah, there's one scene where
they're
like, hey, how's it going?
Yeah, right. At the party also, I'm like, hey, how's it going? Like,
oh,
you know each other?
High school together? I mean, what?
We aren't there yet.
Oh, we got to wait, because that party scene is epic. We got to wait to talk about that.
Best party scene in the movie ever.
Okay, so
he goes he's to the Green Lantern planet.
Yeah, he's gotten sucked to the Green Lantern planet. And he can't remember.
He goes through some weird scene where
he's like
on a
laying
table and getting
like
shocked.
Yeah, they give him his costume by electroshock.
Yeah, that was weird. I think that's illegal now. I guess not in the Green Lantern.
And when we say costume, I mean the actor is not wearing a costume. It's like painted on via CGI.
That scene was for the ladies.
Right.
It was. Which
and that's
underwear.
It. In not one frame of this movie is Ryan Reynolds actually wearing his superhero costume. They have painted it on with CGI.
Yeah.
Even the little mask he wears on his face, CGI. Yeah. And it looks terrible.
Oh, it looks awful. It's one of the worst decisions they made.
Why not just have him wear a suit?
Well, they wanted to do it. I was reading they wanted to do it because they wanted it to look like it was made of energy.
Right.
And so if it was an actual suit.
It looked
costume,
like it was
like
made
costume.
Of Nintendo 64.
Oh my god.
It took me out of the movie.
Comic book.
Because I was there for the plot. I was there for the
story.
There's no plot in the movie.
There is no story. There is no
I'm messing around.
Yeah.
I was there for the plot.
So, have we gotten to the scene where Peter Skarsgård starts smelling Blake Lively's hair yet?
No,
that's
the party scene.
That's the party scene.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, back at
because it takes that long
before we're at the
we know they know each other.
We're at the training scene.
We get a training montage.
Okay, we're on.
Well, they're on the planet. He's introduced to these other Green Lanterns.
Right. Yeah.
And he's
because we all know Oa, the living planet, is a planet full of aliens and space cops, right?
They never explain it.
That never that doesn't need to be explained.
I think
for
the viewers at home, it's basically the intergalactic police station.
Yeah.
But here he meets some other Green Lanterns who are voiced by
Obi-Wan, Qui-Gon Jinn.
Yeah.
Yeah, basically.
Who are voiced by
Jeffrey
Rush, Michael
Clark Duncan.
Michael
Clark Duncan.
Jeffrey Rush was one of them?
Yeah.
Was he the fish guy?
The fish guy.
Yeah.
The Jedi Council was there.
That's why that was one of my things was he kept going to the Jedi Council.
Who was playing Sinestro there?
Mark Strong plays Sinestro, another Green Lantern who I think Mark, as much as I'm going to tear this movie apart, I thought Mark Strong was very good, and I thought the character of Sinestro was good, though didn't need to be in this movie at all.
I saw him.
At all.
I know enough about Green Lantern comics. When I saw him, I knew who he was, and I said, okay, that's cool. He's going to be
the bad guy. He's there for the sequel.
Yeah.
They did set up the sequel at the end.
The sequel, be made. Yeah. Right.
That's exactly what I'm saying. They should not have put him in this because they're wasting time
Sinestro is the Green Lantern's arch nemesis, right?
Yes.
Isn't he?
Yes.
So why put him in the movie if you're not going to do anything with
him? Because he got set up. It's an origin story.
They're setting up. Right. I understand there's no way this movie is going to
But this is the whole problem. Is they were looking at this movie as a franchise before they even made it.
I guess
they should have stopped. Like, it would have been like, you know what? why don't we make a coherent movie that people can understand?
And there's another character who's in there. Like, there's no reason for this character to be in there too.
Blake Lively?
No, she's in there for obvious
reasons. Blake Lively has to be in
there. The big head guy. Yeah, the big head guy. There's no reason for him in there whatsoever.
Well, you could say that about a lot of the characters. I mean,
Angela Bassett. This is the weakest villain I've ever seen.
Oh yeah.
Is he even the villain?
I don't know.
Yeah, he's more like a puppet. He's more like just this illusory guy who's getting manipulated. Yeah.
So, all right. So, Hal Jordan is on the living planet of Oa.
He's getting trained by Michael Clark Duncan.
With his fellow lanterns, and we get a really fast, like, gladiator-style training sequence.
And it is fast. And then
I thought I was watching Mortal Kombat. Exactly. The angles and everything they were shooting in front of.
What is, and again, we spent more time with him wrapping a present and going to a birthday party than we get with him understanding what a Green Lantern is or what they're doing. Because we're going to rush through that. Because at this point, we're an hour into the movie. They're like, oh, we got to get this movie going.
Let's go. Who's been wasting time?
There's no, like, him learning how to use his powers to make things with the ring. He's just like, just think of something and it appears. And he does that. And, he's like,
And then he quits.
Because Sinestro beats him. He learns all these powers and then he quits.
Sinestro kicks his ass. And, says, and Sinestro's like, you're not worthy wearing that uniform because you're a human. Because, of course, Earth doesn't deserve protection.
Right.
From intergalactic evil.
And then Ryan Reynolds is like, I think you're right. I'm not worthy.
Now, how does he keep the power then? If he quits, they let him keep this epically powerful ring.
I guess we got
they don't
the
say,
the
okay,
ring.
If you're going to quit, here, take the ring back. Who cares if it shows you?
He didn't put in an official notice.
Didn't he give in his badge and gun?
No, that's the thing. It's like a cop movie. He didn't give his lantern and his ring. He didn't turn them in.
Turn in your ring and lantern.
You're thrilled.
Because wouldn't that be awesome if he quit and
you're a loose cannon, Hal.
If he quit... What if he quit and then Parallax attacks Earth and then all the Green Lanterns are trying to stop him and they're losing and he says, please, give me a second chance.
The Guardians are like, a better movie.
Okay, here's your ring. And then he proves himself. That would have been a better movie.
That would have been a better movie.
And at one point, all the Green Lanterns gang up on the cloud guy.
Parallax.
Yeah. And they can't defeat him.
Correct. Okay. Well, if you're hinting that the ending makes no sense, you're absolutely correct.
Okay, the ending makes no sense.
Thank you.
All right, so he's quit.
He returns to Earth, even though he still has his powers, and now he goes to this party.
This epic party.
Why is he at this party when he just got canned by the company?
That's who knows.
Is that the guy that
was okay? Tim Robbins is like, yeah, it's okay. It's all right.
Yeah, he crashed the jet and caused thousands of people their jobs.
The whole point of this party is. So you've been seeing all these other...
Well, they got the contract. They got the contract. Even though he crashed the plane, they got the contract. Oh, yeah. So they're partying.
But no. The whole point of this party from a movie standpoint is we've been seeing all these characters. This is the first time you realize any of these characters know each other.
Right.
There's literally a scene where they're like Peter Skarsgård and like Hal Drinkman. They're like, hey, I know you.
What's going on?
How you been?
Yeah, just to establish like, oh, okay.
And Tim Robbins' son.
Hair's looking good.
Well, and they have no time. Thanks. At this point, they're running out of time in the movie. So how do they establish that Peter Skarsgård likes Blake Lively? He smells her hair creepily.
Yeah, he doesn't have any, so he wants to know how it smells.
That's true.
He smells her hair. They say hi. Then Tim Robbins insults his son in front of Hal.
Yep.
And Hal kind of says something. Oh, but...
Well, he kind of insults
Martin. They establish he can read minds. He can read thoughts.
It's exacerbated by the fact that Peter Skarsgård now can read his... dad's mind, but no one else's.
He doesn't read Hal Jordan's mind and find out he's Green Lantern if he's connected to Parallax.
Oh yeah, so I guess he can randomly read some people's minds.
Because Skarsgård is infected with the Parallax, so Parallax can see things through him. How come he doesn't read Hal Jordan's mind and find out he's a Green Lantern?
Because he's too busy reading high schoolers' minds.
Yeah, he's way too busy.
Because that's where an invading alien force is going to get good information on the planet's defenses.
He's way too busy wanting to know what high schoolers think of him, like if he's popular or not.
Hot or not, check one box, think one box.
So he gets pissed, and he wants to kill his dad.
Okay, and now we are getting to...
Because this is the funniest thing I've ever seen.
This scene is...
This is where this scene...
Peter Sarsgaard drinks his, like, martini. Oh. You notice that? It's, like, on the table, and he drinks it like a dog.
He puts his knob to it and starts lapping it up. Yeah, I know.
Let me set up one thing before you go into this. They taught Hal Jordan on Oa, the living planet of Oa, that... His ring can make whatever he thinks of. So that's going to be important.
Out of green energy.
And that's going to be coming up. Anything very important in a moment.
Anything you can think of, you can make it. You're going to think of this.
So we get the... I don't even know how to describe this helicopter crash. So Peter Skarsgård mentally breaks
the tap. Wasn't it a tap?
Yeah, one of the something taps, blows up yeah. and hits and the, hit the rotor.
Rear rotor. Hits a rotor on a helicopter. The helicopter's about maybe 20 feet off the ground. Everyone starts freaking out. And again, helicopter's about 20 feet off the ground. It takes about 5 minutes for the helicopter to get from 20 feet off the ground. The helicopter actually crashes. It has already crashed and hit the ground when Green Lantern, instead of just making like a big green pillow
something
or
like
something
that,
right? No. What does Green Lantern make?
A Rolls Royce, wasn't it? Or it was like a big Rolls Royce.
He made a big car, like a town car.
He makes
a Lincoln town car.
Yeah,
this is really hard to describe.
This is so hard to describe. He puts the helicopter inside a Hot Wheels car.
There's a huge Hot Wheels track.
Going
yep, up. And it like loops around.
And it was going up. It's going corkscrew, yeah.
The helicopter has already crashed. Yeah. Green Lantern is now
like it's gaining speed again.
He makes it more dangerous than it was before.
Flings it in the air above.
And then, like, stops making the track for a second to save Blake Lively when the stage is collapsing on her.
Right, yeah.
And then the helicopter almost crashes again when the track runs out.
This is a terrible rescue. This is maybe. And again, it had already crashed by the time we did this.
You got to give them credit, though, because you know why? Because they.
Why?
Address that. The friend addressed that. Like, that's the best you could think of was a...
Yeah, his convenience.
And the guy, and the was movie like, is well, self-criticizing. Yeah, think quick. Yes,
think
it was.
Quick. Yeah, the movie calls like, itself out for being stupid does. When his friend is like, why didn't you
That doesn't give him that doesn't make to do it something okay.
But at least they addressed it. Well, not like, you know... Like,
that was, like, that was like my first thought to stop.
That was
like,
the writer
a helicopter with like a big airbag.
If you're in a situation you gotta think quick, you might think the same thing.
Probably not.
You might be like, when we can make a giant car.
If the helicopter's crashing to Earth, I'm not gonna think
about it. Well, he makes me a rock fan and have him play music.
I hope Andy ever gets chosen to be a Green Lantern.
I'm gonna make a car to put a helicopter
inside
in
of.
And a track.
Make
to
a track. Just set it to
oblivion. Think quick. If you had to think quick, what would you think
a
of?
A pillow.
A giant pillow.
Airbag, a parachute.
Andy would think of like putting like jet engines on the car and like setting it up. Right,
here's an idea. Why don't just fly up and pull all the people who are inside the helicopter out like Superman and fly off with them? If he can also fly.
He can do anything. That's what's so crazy about this. He comes up with the
worst giant spring.
Yeah.
Just because you can do anything doesn't mean you should do anything.
I mean,
in this particular case, you
basically
just make a pillow.
The only thing I can think of that would have been worse if he made a giant green cannon, put the helicopter in the green cannon, and shot it out. That's about the only thing that would have made things more problematic. We then get another scene with Hal Jordan's convenient friend. Who just seems to come around when Hal Jordan needs someone to talk to.
You gotta explain stuff, yeah.
You know, and there's my favorite line in the movie, because Hal Jordan's gonna change into his costume to show this, because this guy's like, wait, what can you, this guy is the only guy in the whole movie who is surprised by anything that's going on. He's the one who's like, alien spaceship. I'd love to see an alien spaceship. Nope, you can't see it.
Sorry, that's going to the senator's son, who's working over at McKinley High.
You have a magic ring? What? Aliens? Like, he's the only one who's freaked out. So when Hal Jordan changes into his costume,
he
didn't hear what
the
guy
off.
Said when Hal Jordan, like the Green
what
Lantern,
say? I remember.
All of a sudden, you just this guy's just sitting on a sofa and he just goes, wow, green! Play it twice. If you watch it again, you've got to listen to this one. Yeah, yeah. It's hilarious. It's amazing. Oh, my stomach hurts just thinking about it.
Wow, it's green.
And now we're, I don't know how long
well,
in.
Well, then he goes to Blake Lively.
He convinces Hal to go to Blake Lively and
which,
show
another
her.
Another thing I thought was
this, I will say, was funny. He flies up Superman style.
Yeah.
He's got his mask on. He's trying to romance Blake Lively in his secret superhero suit. And she says, Hal, it's you?
Right.
And he goes, how could you tell? And she says,
at least,
dude,
yeah.
I've seen you naked. You think you put a little mask
right.
on your face?
It's like,
and
okay,
not
at least they acknowledge
you.
That.
At least they acknowledge the mask
probably,
is ridiculous.
Right.
Yeah. That was the most self-aware moment of this movie.
Right.
Yeah.
There's a line here, too, that I don't understand, which is when they're talking and he's talking about how he has all these this responsibility, I guess, and he's afraid and stuff. And she says something along the lines of, I feel so bad for you. You've been given so much so often. I'm like, why do you feel bad for him for giving so much? So
Nothing that Blake Lively's just almost anything she said didn't make sense. And her character appears to be seriously bipolar, like, because she's like raging angry at Hal Jordan in some scenes and like loving him in like moments later.
So you're saying she's a woman?
It's beyond that. Wow. Wow. And
I think we just lost.
Many women to listen.
We just lost some listeners.
Yeah. Wow. Women's demographic. To Andy Wolf.
This segment sponsored by MaxiPad.
Yeah. Noted champion of women's rights, Sandy Wolf.
And movies based on comic books. Right?
Yeah. Noted women's liber.
Let's talk about suffrage.
Yeah. Women can vote now.
Maybe you should take a trip to Seneca Falls, Andy.
That's right.
Women can do things now.
And speaking of gross things, Peter Skarsgård's head, because
looks like the Elephant Man.
Yeah.
I am not an animal.
He does seem to have elephantitis of the head.
Because they haven't had the lab thing seen yet, right?
It's coming up.
He
finds out he has a meeting with his dad, and then he finds out that surprise, surprise, the high school chemistry teacher got chosen to do an autopsy alien contact ever with humans because his dad is a senator.
Right. And let's talk about this, because if you're Peter Skarsgård, wouldn't you be like, I teach high school biology. Do you want to call MIT? Maybe NASA? I don't know.
Somebody seems upset that his dad got him that job, but in reality, it's like, that's a pretty good get for him.
That's pretty good.
If you're a scientist.
Yeah. Yeah, that's
so. Yeah, so he.
Gets, I
so
knew it was so, you, Dad.
Well, again, remember, why is he pissed off at Dad to want to kill him again at the lab?
Oh, because
he's reading
cause
his thoughts.
Because the dad still thinks that Peter Skarsgård is a screw up.
Based on reading his thoughts.
No, they brought him in because he is messed up and are trying to. That we can.
Oh
help
yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
That's coming up though, right?
Yeah, because at this point,
let's just go there.
Yeah, we're probably. Yeah, well, okay. Yeah, I think so. Yeah,
I think, yeah.
I think it's where we are. Yeah.
All right, so Peter Skarsgård just kind of becomes weirdly, like, all-powerful. He becomes, like, Super Professor X, but with, like, a head that looks like, I don't know, like a bulbous growth.
It really does look like the Elephant Man.
Yeah.
He does, yeah.
And
I think that's why they chose a bald guy, because they wanted to have a huge throbbing head.
And let's talk about this, too. So Peter Skarsgård, they bring him back to the lab, and they're like, you know, oh, God, this high school biology teacher we brought in who stuck his finger into an alien is all messed up now. We gotta lock him down, and Peter Skarsgård's going crazy, throwing things around. And all of a sudden, Green Lantern shows up. Why is Green Lantern? How is Green Lantern showing up there? How does
he
even know?
His ring lets him know.
There's never a scene where they do that though. He just shows up.
Can we say like every now and then they just cut to scenes?
They show the ring blinking and then he goes, "Oh, I gotta go here."
All right,
I don't remember that at all.
I don't want to sound like
because he didn't do anything up to this point. He doesn't save anybody.
He quit.
He flung.
He flies around. He talks to Blake Lively on the lighthouse. Right? Are we there yet?
Well, wait. I mean, I don't want to comic book geek out, but Green Lantern's ring is not a GPS to like bad guys. Like, there's no way he should be showing up
at pulses, that lab. I know pulses.
Okay, so magically he shows up at the lab as somehow like Peter Skarsgård's tearing the lab apart. And now I want to talk about one of my other favorite things in this movie, Brian. I'm gonna play Angela Bassett. Oscar nominee Angela Bassett, and you're gonna play the film's producers, and you're gonna try to pitch me on why I should be in this movie. And I'm Angela Bassett, so I'm gonna ask you some questions about it. Okay, my part. The movie's called Green Lantern, so I have scenes with Green Lantern, right?
You have scene with Green Lantern.
I get to talk with him, right?
I mean, you get to make noises while you're in the same room with him.
It's not like I'm just going to be, like, my face pressed up against a broken window when Green Lantern walks in, right?
Angela, I can promise you are going to fall into love with this role in Green Lantern.
Because it's safe to
say... Fall into love.
Because I'm not sure... Yeah. Because I'm not sure I want to take the part. I mean, it's safe to say that I'm a... important part of the Green Lantern storyline, right?
Huge, yeah, huge. I mean, you're going to be in multiple scenes, you're going to have some lines, and it's going to be great.
Do I have a good exit in the movie? Because I'm reading this, and
Just say you're going to make a real splash with this role.
Well, because as I'm reading the script, The script says my character gets flushed down a hallway like filled with green toilet water and I'm never in the film again. Is that accurate?
Angela, I have another call coming on the line. Can we continue this later?
All right. Well, great. Yeah, I'll sign on. Okay.
Right, cool.
Yeah, her character. Yeah, Green Lantern.
I don't remember it at all.
Green Lantern
this
is
why you like the movie. I'm telling you.
This is how Green Lantern
flushes her down the hallway.
He flushes her down the hallway like a toilet bowl of green water, and she's never seen again in the movie.
Oh, no.
That's her exit from the movie. I got flushed down a green water toilet.
Angela Bassett.
They find her in the same harbor where the alien landed, washed out in the sewer.
Flushed Angela Bassett.
This is what I'm telling you. Like this movie's bananas.
How did I miss that?
I don't where
this is why you like the movie because you don't remember the crap.
How do you not remember this scene? Parallax has got
I thought that was actually the
Skarsgård has got to like nail
Tim Robbins
to the
wall. Burned up and stuff and
that was right before
Tim Robbins gets burned up. Angela Bassett spends 5 minutes in the movie
pressed to the wall with telekinesis.
And
then she goes to fall and he makes
the
water
to
flush her out.
It's safe to say that if you're Hal Jordan, like in the world of this movie, if you're Hal Jordan, you would have no idea who Angela Bassett's character was. All you know is some woman was pressed against a window and you made a big green toilet bowl to flush her away. That's it. That's her whole interaction with any of the
major
characters.
Now, was there green feces in that Green Lantern toilet water? Yeah.
So, okay, so...
If his imagination's running wild, anything can happen.
That's right. That's right. And then Peter Skarsgård just disappears.
Like, yeah, he reads.
They do battle, and then he reads a
briefly.
Spell.
Finally, I guess if you want to call it that.
Yeah,
yeah.
Then Parallax breaks through. Right.
He finally reads Hal Jordan's thoughts and finds he's the Green Lantern.
Yes. Oh no! Doesn't isn't there a scene where he gives Skarsgård the ring?
No, that's later. That's
That's much later.
Yeah, that's after the flush.
At the end. Yeah.
Oh, that's at the end.
That's the end. Okay.
Yeah. So now, this is one of the things I found really comical with this. So Peter Skarsgård, your head has grown to triple size. An alien monster has infected your body. You just tried to kill everyone in a top secret lab. What does he do?
He goes to bed.
He goes home and takes a nap.
Lay
down.
It's been a long day.
And no one checks on him.
That's the best part. Yeah. Like, all the government is aware that he's, like, been infected by an alien. There's no one in his house. He just goes to bed.
It's been a long day.
Yeah, Parallax is like, you must eliminate the Green Lantern. He's like, all right, in the morning. I need my beauty sleep.
Yeah. And Green Lantern now is like, goes back again to the living planet of Oa and starts like lecturing the Guardians. He's like their newest hire and starts like lecturing them.
He goes right to the Jedi,
Council. And Sinestro, who's probably like their like best Green Lantern, and he's like, I'm going to tell you what to do. Which I don't really know what he was.
Yeah, he basically pleads for them to help Earth, and then they don't do anything.
Yeah, they never.
They don't help
if Green Lantern knows this guy, why doesn't he just go to his house and get him?
I know. That's what makes it, instead of going to the across right.
The galaxy, his ring should just pulse.
So wait,
He should go. I'm gonna get this guy.
Does this mean he needs permission to like make an arrest? Does he need like an intergalactic space warrant to get him?
An intergalactic Miranda, right?
Yeah. Does he need to grab like?
Well,
you can't arrest.
And Hal only knows that Parallax is coming to Earth, or do you? This is not covered well. The only way
Hal know of Parallax's existence?
Yes, only because Parallax talks to Hal, like sends Hal Jordan like a mental message. Hal Jordan would have no idea.
Wait, when was that?
At one point when they're fighting, and like when Hal Jordan is fighting with Big Head Peter Skarsgård, Parallax somehow goes into Hal Jordan's mind and is like, you have the ring of the Green Lantern who made me angry since you have his ring.
I'll kill you too. I'm
now coming to kill you. Why am I telling you this? Because if I didn't tell you this when I show up in 10 minutes, you have no idea who I was.
Yeah, exactly. Because from his point of view, all he knows is that Peter Skarsgård has gone nuts and has gained some kind of evil power.
He went to the Jedi Council pleading for help just because of that one-second conversation.
And again, if you're Ryan Reynolds, you're like, wait, who is this?
Sorry, can you say that again? Oh, this is Parallax.
Are you calling for me?
Yeah. Is this for Peter Skarsgård? Because I know you two are in communication.
I'm Hal Jordan. I'm Guardian 727. Are you sure you have the right Green Lantern? These
calls. Parallax, what? Wait, you're coming when?
My ring can transfer
you. I'm
sorry,
I can't hear you.
Yeah.
Just text me.
It's really
my ring will get it.
It's really a good thing Parallax called though, because the end of this movie would be much more confusing if he didn't. Okay, so now Hal Jordan's like, all right, I'm the newest Green Lantern.
My ring's low on battery. I can't hear you.
Yeah, hold on.
Gotta hurry up.
Gonna run out. My ring is blinking. I think I've got like one bar left.
We're gonna have to let you go. Call back. Alternate ending.
Just send me an email at haljordan@greenlanterns.org. So now Hal Jordan, who's the newest Green Lantern, is like, fine, I'm going to fight him by myself. And the other Green Lanterns are like,
fine, yeah, you'll die. Good luck with that.
Sounds great.
We don't care about your crappy planet. Go ahead.
Yeah, we'll talk to you later.
This evil force, why don't they all gang up on it? Why does he have to do it alone?
Well, they were trying to gang up on it once, and they couldn't defeat it for some reason.
Yeah.
They're green chains.
Because they need fear. They got to use fear now.
Why?
Which he says, no, you don't use fear. So that whole plot line was like, well.
Well,
so they made the fear ring. I mean, I know they're setting up the second
yeah,
one.
Yeah, Sinestro's like, oh, we've got to use this fear ring. Green Lantern's like, no, we've got to use our green ring.
But they already tried to use it.
I just made it sound better than I think it did in the movie, actually.
But they already, like, 42 of them tried to use the green rings on him and gave up, like, within 7 seconds.
Can you imagine if Green Lantern's friend had been there for that scene? He would have been like, wow, green!
Wow, yellow! Red! Blue!
Yeah.
Roichi Biv!
So Green Lantern flies back to Earth, and his ring magically tells him that Blake Lively is in trouble.
Right. It flashes.
It's not alerting him to apparently other major crimes going on, but it is alerting him to Blake Lively in difficulty. Okay. This
Skarsgård's been reduced to like a wheelchair now because his head's so big.
Yeah,
because
his head is huge.
Yeah. He's got to do some neck workouts.
Yeah.
His head is now 50% of his body mass.
Let's take a quick poll here. This is just a quick poll, because all of us have seen the movie. Does anyone here think that in the world of this movie, Hal Jordan actually had a plan for anything that happens for the rest of the movie?
I don't think the writers had a plan.
No, he even admitted at one point when Blake Lively is like, how are you going to stop him? He's like, I don't know.
He barely even knows what it is.
Do you have any ideas?
And would anybody say that a good plan would be like, okay, I'm Hal Jordan. I'm getting all of my power from this one ring. This ring is my only chance to stop bad guys. You know what? I'm gonna do what they would least expect. I'm gonna give my ring to the bad guys.
That's right.
Ha ha!
That's right.
I give them a false sense of security.
Yes, that's the most powerful thing on there.
That's his plan.
He gave it to the bad guy.
And it was
continue defending the movie. I'm ready for
but
it.
But because it was so dumb, because he got the ring, and he blasted a hole in the wall, and then tried to get the Green Lantern with it, but it stopped, and then he blew back at him. Right, the plasma blew back at.
Because he couldn't use the ring because he wasn't chosen.
Right.
Yeah.
He said, I lied too, and he blew back at him.
Instead of just doing that in the first place.
And the big head guy flies back. And then
Blake Lively, then the big, still in danger,
right? You know, but then floating in the air.
Big cloud comes and says, "You failed me." It's like, how did he fail you? He didn't do anything. I mean,
yeah. Why didn't he just take the ring from Peter Skarsgård when it was on his finger? Then, like, problem solved.
Yeah, that too. Yeah. So Parallax bursts into this big airplane.
How did he freaking had Hal Jordan without a ring?
He failed him and sucked the life out of him.
I don't know.
I guess he didn't kill him.
I think. Well, my understanding is, my guess is Big Head Peter Skarsgård didn't file some of the right paperwork.
Was Big Head even in it?
It's all
really didn't do anything.
Why is anyone in this?
Green tape.
Why is this? This movie could have. Green tape. This movie could have just been Green Lantern and a big fart cloud, and it would have the same emotional impact.
It would have been about the same movie. I mean, I don't know why they had this extra big head guy in there, because he really didn't do anything.
So Blake Lively, like, falls to the ground, and now, to set this up, because this gets even more insane, Parallax is bursting through the wall he's like this huge cloud monster.
He's descending
villain
on the city.
He's like the size of, like, a skyscraper bursting through this airplane hangar. Hal Jordan not wearing his Green Lantern ring because he gave it to Peter Skarsgård. And Blake Lively is, like, nearly unconscious on the ground. So Parallax picks up Hal Jordan, who is just a normal human being. And let's talk about... Okay, so then Blake Lively is like, I know how to save the day. I'm going to launch a bunch of missiles at Parallax. Like, 4 missiles, not rockets even, missiles go off like five feet from Hal Jordan, who is not wearing a ring, has no protection. and he's totally fine.
Yep.
That
and like half of his soul was being taken too, and he was still fine after.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Right. Does that go back into him?
I don't know.
Like if it's
cut
off,
once you stop sucking soul, does it like go back in? Or
maybe it's like a download. Like if you're even at like 60% and you stop it, it doesn't. It still doesn't go through.
Yeah.
Yeah. You have to wait to.
Yeah.
Like you don't get half the song. Yeah.
You don't get half. Get a partial. Go res download. Yeah. So now, okay. So then, after getting a missile launched in his face, Hal Jordan, like, he's fine, and you know Blake Lively's like, "Oh, here's your ring."
The ring from Peter Skarsgård's corpse.
Yeah, here's the ring you gave away. You can have that back now. And so Hal Jordan has to fight Parallax, who's becoming as big as an entire city.
Who was somehow weakened by four missiles going off and ran away.
Yeah, and it was like scared by that.
Yeah, the
like,
entire
Lanterns
Green
can't defeat
the entire
him,
Green Lantern Corps.
Oh, that sends him running for the hills.
And we just oh my god, the things that Hal Jordan starts constructing to save people.
Why didn't he just construct more missiles if that's what
I know. Yeah. Even when he constructs a machine gun.
Yes, he does. It, oh my
like,
god.
It's like a World War One era machine gun. Like it looks like, you know, he's like operating it like the
he's like running out of ammunition.
I was saying, I think he ran out of ammunition too. I was like,
yeah.
Why not make an army
and
of, like, flying ninjas?
At one point, to save someone, he makes like giant catapults and like springs.
Yeah.
I mean, it's all like he his technology is so weird.
He is a creative guy, I guess. I mean, you can say that about him.
He's got to put Parallax in a gigantic Lincoln Town car and drop him down.
All I kept thinking is that Ryan Reynolds' character clearly played too many Mega Man games because all of his technology seems like Mega Man inspired.
It does.
So
then they fly out to space.
They fly out to space.
A callback to his original plan with the
drones.
Just go straight up.
And I'm gonna. I just want to be quiet. If you like to defend this movie, can you explain? I would like to have Andy explain how Green Lantern.
You said before the podcast
Parallax.
You were in the
movie. I can't remember. He flies up high.
Okay.
He punches
asteroids for
he
some
grabs,
reason.
He grabs a satellite.
They go through an asteroid field.
Knocks off DirecTV for like half the United States.
Yeah.
By destroying a satellite. Thanks.
Yeah.
And then something happens.
This is
Doesn't
even
he, like,
dumber.
Punch him?
I'm drawing a blank.
He does something even
he goes to the sun. Yeah,
He goes to the sun. For reasons
flying like directly into the sun.
He's going
too.
Into the sun and he's
some
so
reason,
close.
I guess
he has these two jets that are tied to
fire jets to keep him from being pulled
into the sun. Yep.
Is that what that was? Okay.
Because you have a ring, does that make it are you not human so you won't melt?
No, because that's why his idea, he wants him close to the sun, but to keep him from not going too close to the sun,
he constructs
two Green Lantern magic fighter jets.
Yeah.
Or you could just not go that close to the sun.
Yeah.
Like,
you're already too close to the sun.
Right. At that point.
You'd be crisp.
Yeah.
And he brings back his giant green fist from the bar fight.
Donnie.
Which was powerful enough at that point to knock three
Parallax.
Men into a wall.
I felt like my soul left my body when I saw a giant green boxing glove punch a fart cloud into the sun. That is the ending of this movie.
Yeah.
That is how this movie wraps up.
Because someone has explained, he has those fighter jets pulling him back. And then he punches the cloud and it goes into the sun.
Then all
but
of a sudden he's not being
he
held
makes
back
the
anymore.
Fighter jets disappear.
And he's
just
floating next to
the
sun.
Sun.
Yeah,
exactly.
Why is he unconscious?
I don't know.
There's no for some reason after this funny boxing glove punches the fart cloud, Green Lantern, did that take so much energy out of him to make a boxing glove that he's unconscious?
But it's not coming out of him though. The energy's coming from the ring.
Coming from
so
the
why
ring.
Would he? Maybe it's because he's standing directly near the sun.
Well, this right. Was, I mean, yeah, he should be burn up already. I mean.
This was mad.
It was heat exhaston.
So then, the rest of the team had to show up.
He should have had some
I'm
green
sorry.
Gatorade
to
rehydrate.
Did you say? did you say noon? I thought you said 1 o'clock.
They must have been right
like watching
there
the whole
as
thing.
This was going on.
Like, they're eating their popcorn. It was like this big green theater out in space watching.
I was ready to throw a brick through the TV. When
a green brick
was,
that
a
you
green
created
brick.
With your energy ring.
Yeah, or a yellow brick so they couldn't have stopped it. Yeah. Terrible. And then there's a post-credit scene where Sinestro puts on
the
yellow
ring
on because in the comic books, he's like the Joker to Green Lantern's Batman in the comic books. And blah, blah,
do you notice
blah.
The ending was like very Top Gun-esque? With Sinestro and Green Lantern. Like,
yeah,
I didn't think
you
had what it took.
Yeah.
But you can be a Green Lantern any day.
If I was Hal Jordan, I'd be like,
shouldn't he be like
thanks.
The head of the Green Lanterns now since he did what no one else could apparently do?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Since he did it, like 3,000 of them. Couldn't, yeah.
I know. Yeah.
And yeah. Why isn't he like, hey, where were you guys on Earth when I was fighting Parallax by myself, jerks?
Yeah.
You know, why isn't he like that?
Why didn't you guys make a big green boxing glove when you were trying to fight
imagine
him?
How much that would have messed him up if all of those lanterns, when they were fighting him the original time, just had a big green fist and just all punched him? Like, that would have disintegrated him on the spot.
Yeah. She said, all of you guys, here's what you do. Give your ring away. Give it away. Give it to a bad guy.
Give him a false sense of security.
Have them hold it for like 10 minutes, you know. Then have a missile explode next to your face, and then get your ring back, and you're good to go.
That's
you
know? The blueprint, or should I say, greenprint.
Yeah. Absolutely, this is. I hated this movie so much. I there are not
we
words.
Skipped over a lot of good stuff.
I
good stuff.
You skipped over a lot of the bad
I think
stuff.
The writers skipped over the good stuff.
There is nothing. There is no good stuff. And the nephew still never seen again in this
that was
movie.
Funny.
Never.
I swear that had to be an added scene.
Yeah, I was like hoping there was going to be a scene like where like Angela Bassett and the nephew like wave to him while he's flying around.
Actually, that should have been off the post-credit scene. Was like Angela Bassett all gross and covered in green water being like, who was that?
No, that would have been awesome. Angela Bassett coming out of like the sewer and then like somehow like the yellow ring like ended up on Earth and she finds it and then she becomes the bad guy.
Oh, that would have been something.
To get revenge for being flushed out of the movie.
That would be pretty good.
She becomes the toxic Avenger. That's the origins of it.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, we are going to bring a new feature in this week. This
Ooh.
Is...
Again, he's just throwing curveballs at us. Everybody.
Well, we talked about this one. This is going to be Bad Movie Showdown. We are going to compare...
we're doing this.
Yeah, we are going to compare and contrast
I just watched my favorite bad movie last night, actually.
What was that?
Freddy's Dead.
Oh, well, is that a bad movie?
It's pretty bad.
Yeah, it's pretty bad, I guess. I don't... we're going to compare and contrast, or compare two movies for which one... is worse. We're going to throw this movie up against The Happening, earlier podcast for people who have downloaded that episode. Green Lantern versus The Happening. I thought we would do that because there are two movies that Andy defended both of them on this show. for which are a better movie. And who would... I'll start. If I had to watch one of these two movies again, I would watch The Happening again. I mean, The Happening was so bad it was good. It had... This movie had laugh out loud moments. I would watch the helicopter crash sequence anytime anybody wants to, because it's incredible. And I would watch Angela Bassett getting flushed out of this movie. But other than that, this movie was just painful for me. Whereas Happening was terrible, but it was filled with like laugh out loud bad moments.
Yeah, I definitely laughed more at The Happening, and this one was just so freaking boring. I would never watch this one again. But The Happening, if I was in the mood for a bad movie, I'd watch The Happening.
Yeah. I was wildly entertained by The Happening. Yeah. This side was not so much.
Yeah.
Well, I have watched The Happening again since we did the podcast.
Are you serious?
Oh, yeah, I love The Happening.
Since we did the podcast?
You voluntarily watched The Happening?
A couple days after we did the podcast, I watched it.
You just had to relive those memories, didn't you?
And this one, if, like I said before, if this was on FX or something, if it was on TV and I was flicking around, I'd be like, yeah, I'd sit down and watch a little bit. Green Lantern. But I'd watch The Happening first.
Well, obviously, because you did.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Happening.
How do you voluntarily watch The Happening?
This is actually in the Blu-ray. It was
how does stock shots of trees blowing in the wind terrify you?
I almost bought it.
Yeah, no crap at $5. Why would you buy that for $5? Yeah,
the dialogue is so much worse in The Happening, and that's why I choose The Happening. Yeah.
Well, them running from the wind is what makes
this
The Happening
is terrible.
Amazing.
Yeah, this is terrible. I think this is one of the worst superhero movies.
Oh, it's definitely the worst superhero movie I've ever seen.
Well, like I said before, superhero movie, I give them a lot of leeway with superhero.
But they can be good. They can be good these days.
The best parts of Green Lantern were so cliche.
I know everybody wants their.
It's not based in reality. It's its own internal reality.
Is it original? Can you buy the universe in which the movie takes place?
Yeah.
Yes.
What?
No. Okay. Oh my God.
It was like flipping through an old comic book. That's what it was like.
It was like this is like
I would have put that comic book down.
Yeah, this is like a bad comic, like an Archie comic book or something.
Whoa.
Yeah. Bazooka Joe.
Yeah, oh, Bazooka Joe. But actually, okay. Bazooka Joe has a movie in development, sadly.
I can't wait to review that one.
I know. Well, no,
it's
going to
be 10
yet,
seconds.
But,
it's going to be like one frame of film.
That would be funny.
Yeah. Oh, it's going to be released, like weekly installments, like 2 minutes of film. And we also have a fantastic game of So Wrong It's Right. I really like this one. A couple of years before this Green Lantern movie was made, another Green Lantern movie was in development as a comedy movie. And that movie was actually, there was a script done and casting was moving forward. I'm going to give you a choice of four actors, an actor was nearly cast in a comedy version of Green Lantern from about 2007.
Yeah. I know this one, so I will.
All right, so one abstaining. One abstaining.
Go ahead.
It was either Vince Vaughn, Ben Stiller, Jack Black, or Paul Rudd. 2007, a comedy version of Green Lantern with one of those characters was
I feel like it's Ben Stiller.
Okay. Brian's going with Ben Stiller?
It's a comedy, Brian.
I feel it's got to be Jack Black.
Okay. And it's going with Jack Black?
The first image that popped in my head when you said comedy Green Lantern would be like a Jack Black movie where there's like songs and when he's got the ring on, and I can just imagine a scene where he uses the power and does the Jack Black thing. It doesn't look good in my mind, but
well then it was Jack Black. It was Jack Black. They were I don't even want to knock it. I mean, maybe it's a comedy version making fun of all of this, but that would just be a weird movie. I'm trying to envision Jack Black like making, obviously that movie did not happen. And
maybe they only were going to give him the role because he had a color as his last name.
Oh, good point. Could have been, yeah. And they have, Warner Brothers has still not announced what is going to happen with this movie, if there's going to be a sequel to it.
Can we mention right now that Martin Campbell directed this, the guy who directed Casino Royale?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
And GoldenEye. Yes. And GoldenEye, a James Bond veteran who directed two good Bond movies.
But clearly, I think that the special effects, I mean, he is not a special effects director.
No, this looks like a Sci-Fi Channel original film. And it has a budget that is six times or more what those movies are.
And this,
made for.
I mean, again, this movie also has four screenwriters.
You can't defend the CG. This guy
I didn't notice anything.
Well, there are four screenwriters credited too, which is never.
No! Yeah, more screenwriters, the worse. Too many fingers than too many pies.
Yeah, there was, and if four guys were able to get WGA credit on this movie, that's not good. That means that you have God knows how many rewrites this went through. They have not. There have been rumors that there may be a sequel to this movie. There are rumors right after it came out, they talked about rebooting it.
Whoops, messed that one up.
Right after, I mean, like, in 2011, there was talk of rebooting it. The same year it came out. So they haven't said yet if it's going to be rebooted or get a sequel, but there's also talk that Ryan Reynolds may play Green Lantern in the upcoming Justice League movie. So he'll mug his way through that and make bad
jokes.
Well,
I guess it would be okay if it was with a bunch of other people.
In all fairness, he wasn't what was wrong with this movie, though.
No. Right. Well,
right. No. I think that a lot of the character development that didn't have is more on the director and the writers than it is on Ryan Reynolds himself. Maybe I would not have chosen him for the Green Lantern, but I agree with Cody. I don't think it was his fault.
Well, but I think the idea of putting all those jokes in there, like he spent way too much of his movie mugging and doing jokes.
Yes.
Well,
yes.
I mean, and that's, I don't know. Yeah.
He was much better cast as Deadpool than he was as.
Yeah. Oh yeah, he's been in a string of bad, like, because he was in that.
He was in Wolverine.
He was in Wolverine as Deadpool. He was in Blade 3. They wanted to spin him off out of Blade 3 too.
Yeah, and then Blade 3.
No, it wasn't bad.
Really? Blade Trinity?
It wasn't bad. I mean, it was for what it was. It was an action movie.
I guess we'll take that one out of the pile of movies to be on the show. I think that may bring this one to an end. We can maybe do a very quick Finer Things segment. Some quick plugs for what we all want to pitch this week. You know, we can, of course, Jack, your Twitter.
Yes, I tweet at Jack Estabrook if you want to see my notes running notes as I watch the film.
Jack, anything you want to pass on to people that they should recommend to people they may have been missing?
Watch Django Unchained.
Oh.
It's a good movie.
It's a great movie.
Wow.
My husband say, do not see The Hobbit in high frame rate.
Did he freak out?
Hated
it.
Shot in high frame rate, so I don't think it's possible to see it.
No, you can, but
you can see it.
3D high frame rate is terrible.
I'm going to second Andy's recommendation on that. I would, it's not a great movie. If you want to see The Hobbit, I would see it in 24 frames.
Right.
The 48 is not a good way to see it.
Yes. Ugh. Looks like a BBC show.
It looks like a Saturday morning sitcom on ABC. It's really, I'm sure it has to look better in 24 frames. It can't look as bad as it does in 48. That's an interesting, that's a sort of a backwards Finer Things. We sort of, anti-Finer Things.
Wow, you backdoored that Finer Things.
Yeah.
Brian, what do you got to recommend?
Well, there's a little known musical in theaters right now called, I don't know how to pronounce it, called Les Miserables or something like that.
That's pretty close, yeah.
Yeah, I think it's German or something. But it's about like the Turkish Revolution and these two people that kind of fall in and out of love. And it's a really beautiful musical. Not many people know about it, but I would go see that in theaters.
Isn't everyone who's in it, aren't they in cat costumes?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Some aren't cats, and, you know, like, there's cats versus mice and everything.
And does a chandelier fall in the middle?
No, you're thinking of something else.
Oh, okay. Oh,
the chandelier. A lamp falls.
Okay, the chandelier
falls. A
really
big lamp falls.
Are you sure this isn't the one where a chandelier falls and all the people in the cat costumes? Like, the chandelier falls over the audience?
Is this the one where the British maid, like, flies around and sings songs to the children? Yeah. No.
Yeah. No. It's the one where everyone's nanny. Jewish and they get driven out of Russia.
Oh, I see.
And the main guy has a big beard.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And he wishes he was rich.
Yeah.
Some people know it as Avenue Q, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. It's that one.
Is this one with Annie in it?
No.
No.
All right. Yeah.
No, you're thinking of something else.
Yeah, people should see that. Yeah. Yeah, I would plug just our Facebook. Stop the Movie. I want to get out on Facebook. Wind Up Films on Twitter. And as always, if you enjoy this podcast, please give us a positive review on iTunes. Those we lost all of our old reviews in the great website meltdown of 2012. We'd love to get some reviews back. And I think that is going to be it. We know what our next movie is going to be. Next movie is going to be Dark Shadows. The Johnny Depp, Tim Burton. I don't even know if I can refer to it as a film because I've already seen it and I'm not going to give it the benefit of calling it a film. I'm going to call it a collection of images that were put on a disc that are unrelated to each other.
A collection of crap.
A collection of moving images. So yes, if you want to stay ahead of Stop the Movie, check out Dark Shadows. If you really want to, or you can just listen to our summary. It might be bad. You know what? You might just want to listen to our summary. Yeah, it's safer for you.
This will be much more entertaining than actually watching the movie.
The original Dark Shadows series, in all of its magnificent glory, is on Netflix, I believe.
Yes, it is.
Oh, it is? Really?
Yeah. I don't think it's the entire series.
It's not the entire series.
Now, if you watch that series, the movie will actually be even more confusing.
Why don't we talk about that in the dark?
All right, we'll talk about that, yeah.
Let's just keep going.
All right, so we'll wrap up this episode, and we will see everyone here next week.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Goodbye.